Hi, and welcome to The Lonely Triathlete. My name is Todd, and I am The Lonely Triathlete, coming to you live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, on this Sunday, January 28th. Quick training update. I'm still amazed that I can complete certain workouts in my week, especially on the bike. I look at these workouts on paper, and they look completely doable. But then after the warm-up, and once I get into the meat of the workout, sometimes the amount of effort and power that I have to sustain over a certain number of minutes, it can feel, well, like next to impossible. I catch myself thinking, there's no way I can do this for 9 minutes, and then take a 5-minute break and do it again, and take a 5-minute break and do it again. But thankfully, I have a training program that uses AI to predict what I am actually able to accomplish. So even though some of the workouts hurt so much, in the back of my head, I have the belief that the completion of that workout is guaranteed because the AI told me it is. And the AI has almost never been wrong. I say 99% of the time. Has never led me astray. So yeah, it's been one of those workout weeks. Now, thankfully, this is my last hard week before the plan resets itself back to a period of slightly easier training. I think my body and my brain needs that. Which leads me to my topic this week. Training, that is. I can best describe what I've been experiencing lately this way. You know, when you go on vacation to an exotic destination, and it doesn't even have to be that exotic, just some place that you've never been before and that you really enjoy, and you find the geography or the people or the food absolutely captivating and breathtaking or extremely exciting. And every day you wake up and you go outside and you break into a smile and you just marvel at where you are, your surroundings. You're just filled with wonder and joy. Just, wow, I can't believe I'm here. It's so amazing. But then you talk to a local and while they agree with you that, yeah, this is an amazing location, this is a wonderful location, they don't have nearly the same sense of amazement as you do. It's almost like for them, not such a big deal. Well, I've been getting that on my runs in my environment. And it just seems like it shouldn't be that way. I live in an absolutely beautiful city, blocks away from the Pacific Ocean on the west coast of Canada. After I leave my front door, I am down by the water in 2.5 minutes. If I take a left, I can run around a narrow inlet in the heart of Vancouver, past a few small pubs and coffee shops, harbors filled with million-dollar yachts and pleasure craft, gleaming casinos, or casino, just one, but a gleaming casino that just sparkles in the sunlight. I run on past 2 massive sports arenas, restaurants that serve fresh fish caught just that day. If I take a right, I'm on a 10-kilometer or 6-mile seaside walking running route that winds itself around a massive old-growth Pacific rainforest, goes under a monstrous, beautiful bridge that connects a world-class park with the municipalities on the other side of the water. Again, past more gorgeous harbors, an outdoor pool, a rowing club, and more trees than you can ever imagine. I mean, it is a stunning, stunning location. And yet, many, many times I've caught myself having completed an hour-long run, lost on my own thoughts, staring at the pavement in front of my feet, completely oblivious to the eagles flying above me, or the seaplanes roaring off to one of the local islands, or the flotilla of interesting, colorful freighters docked out in the deeper waters. I'm ignoring the crash of the waves on seashell-laden beaches of golden sand before me. And it just, I caught myself in the last couple months, actually, feeling almost a sense of shame that I can't be constantly filled with wonder and amazement for the location that I'm working out in. I recognize not everybody has this kind of scenery to work with on their workouts. And I feel really blessed and I feel very lucky to be in this environment. So why am I not feeling, you know, incredibly blessed and lucky? Like, why am I not just running with tears of joy pouring down my face? And I catch myself in these moments and I say to myself, I force myself to acknowledge the sights in front of me. I say in my mind, I say, look, Todd, a massive cruise ship is sailing under the bridge. Look how amazing that is. Or look, a harbor seal just extended its nose above the water. It's watching you run on your run. Isn't that amazing? It's watching you. Or look at the waves and the clouds and the sun. Todd, look where you are. Look how amazing it is. Feel how lucky you are. But just like a local citizen of one of these incredibly exotic locales that we might take a vacation to, I've just become used to my surroundings. I don't feel the level of intensity of appreciation at the same level I used to. And I started feeling really badly about that until I realized, obviously I've thought about this for a little bit, and I realized that it's completely normal. It's absolutely natural and normal and expected that I would be operating this way. If you do a little bit of research into brain function and brain states, you realize that our brains, evolutionarily speaking, are designed to go on autopilot, right? So your brain eats up a lot of energy as it is, and it eats up a lot of energy to think and to process novel situations and novel environments. But the brain wants to conserve energy. So as quickly as it can, it learns repeated actions and puts itself on autopilot. So this is why you form habits. It doesn't want to have to think about that habit or think about that action that you want to take. It just wants to develop it into a habit, and then you do it subconsciously or unconsciously, and then it can save its energy for survival, essentially. It's also the reason why that first job that you got was so interesting and so fascinating, or, you know, your first new love, or when you first fall in love, your infatuation is so intense and all-encompassing, or that exotic vacation destination leaves you almost speechless with wonder. But the locals, when you talk to them, they seem almost bored by it. This is all normal. Your brain begins to become used to similar reality inputs, for lack of a better phrase, and the stimulation level that used to be caused by contrast in your experience, that becomes decreased and decreased and decreased until you become quote unquote used to your environment rather than intoxicated by it. And this is just another way that your brain protects you from expending unnecessary energy. Well, that seems sad. It seems like I don't want that to be the case. So enter a gratitude practice. I've toyed with doing a gratitude journal before, but it's never lasted more than 1, 2, 3 days at the most. But the science is there. The science is there to support incredible benefits to those that express gratitude in intentional, consistent ways. And my recent experience with becoming aware of not being astounded or feeling that sense of gratitude for my incredible surroundings, however normal that may be, it's pushing me back into this topic, this realm of gratitude practice. So I'm convinced that there is some method out there that will work for me, something that will help me be consistent in exploring and reflecting on things that I'm grateful for. I'm going to put myself on a path to figuring it out, but it has to be simple. It has to be something I can do easily or I'm not going to do it. So I'm on the journey. I'm on the path. I'm on the hunt for that method. So if anyone listening has experience with gratitude journaling or some favorite method of capturing the things that you want to reflect upon or feel more appreciative about in your life, please, please email me and share with me what it is that you're doing. You can get a hold of me at thelonelytriathlete@gmail.com. So anyway, that's it for me. Have a great week of training, and until next time.